Thursday night, or Liyut Ches Sivan, learning the Dvar Halacha, which is about washing your hands before you make a bracha. So one of the reasons of Mayim Achronim we mentioned is that your hands are dirty. Now, your hands, there's a general rule in Halacha, which is called Stam Yodayim Aksherim LeBracha. You can make a bracha with Stam Yodayim. But Stam Yodayim means Stam Yodayim. But the Mishnah Berurah says if they have zuham on them, if they're dirty, if they feel dirty, if they are dirty, then you have to wash them before you make a bracha. What's not so clear in the Mishnah Berurah, in one place, the Mishnah Berurah says, anytime you're eating anything, or you have to make a bracha, you have to make sure your hands are clean. Maybe it's kavod, the bracha. But in one place, the Mishnah Berurah says an istanis. His lashon is if you're an istanis, means it bothers you, like you feel dirty, you don't feel comfortable. So, but in other places, and in the Shaar HaTziyun, Rav Chaim Kanievsky points this out in the Shoina Halachas. It's mashma. It's bad. Some like that, and it doesn't matter how you feel, which I imagine that's the point of istanis. That it feels dirty, it feels uncomfortably dirty, or you feel not clean. But stamazai, it's an objective necessity to wash your hands before you make a bracha if they're dirty. Again, we're not talking about you touch makomos mechusa shebeguf, then you for sure have to. We're talking about zuam asa olchel. So it's not 100% clear. Certainly it's recommended that if your hands are dirty or sticky, and that's what we're talking about, right? Sticky or oily, and even if it doesn't bother you, but l'chayra, I mean, I'm recommending you should make a bracha. Okay, you should wash them before you make a bracha.